When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you had a grown man who sucker punched a middle-aged woman. And where I come from, at least, when you have a grown man who sucker punches a middle-aged woman, that person ought to go to jail for a very long time. And frankly, he's lucky there weren't some better people around because they would have handled it themselves. But if they're not going to handle it, the cops in Cincinnati, the law enforcement, you've got to prosecute people. We've had way too much lawlessness on the streets of great American cities. We have got to make great American cities safe again for families and children. If you want to take your wife or your children out for a meal, you shouldn't be worried about street violence. And the only way to destroy that street violence is to take the thugs who engage in that violence and throw their ass in prison.
That is the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, coming out with some strong language against this stupid, brutal attack. You know what's crazy is that we're talking about this because it's on video. How many times do things like this happen that nobody's recording anything? And this is a very, very disgusting display. I'm assuming when I'm saying this that you've seen the video.
Yeah, I've seen the video. And stuff like this happens even when people are doing it. And that's the first thing people do is they get their phones out and they film
it. I guess nowadays it is. And I don't know, is that a good thing? I mean, that's almost a separate discussion. Is it good that we have people that are standing there just recording these events? In one instance, yes, because then people find out about it. But at the same time, what are you doing? Yeah, you're just standing there?
But the video that I watched, the people that were filming it were cheering it on. It was...
Yes, that's
it
true.
It was not like, oh my gosh, are you seeing this? I think about this situation and all the things that you have to consider whenever you're in this situation, if you're going to jump in and help out, and that's if you're with your family or what your situation is as well.
Another good question. Do if you see an event like this, like Daniel Penny, for instance, if you see something happening, what do you do? Because I understand that we can sit here behind a mic and be real bold and be like, I'd get involved. But then if you're in that situation, are you actually getting involved? Let's get to our guest. It's Kendall Qualls. He's from the Project 21. He's a Project 21 ambassador. Kendall, thanks for calling today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this video and, well, really the object of the video, the brutal beatdown in Cincinnati. There's racial implications here. Where do you want to start?
Let's just start with just humanity standpoint.
Yeah.
So you see these people getting beat, and the laughing and heckling by the bystanders, it's just egregious. And I'm going to tell you, as a Black American, it's embarrassing and shameful. And I wrote an op-ed on this earlier. I said they dishonor our ancestors, and they just disrespect the sacrifices that were made for this generation to have a very different life than the previous generations, like my parents.
Is this something that gets discussed in the Black community? Like, I mean, obviously, I'm not Black, but is this a topic that people are like, look, when I see a video like this, I get mad too?
Yeah, there is a large percentage of the Black Americans that remember when this didn't used to be the culture.
Yeah.
This used to be called out, but guess what? We're censored by the mainstream media. The last thing they want to hear is from responsible black Americans that love the country, have accountability, and have a different narrative than what they're pushing and in the mainstream media.
Kendall, is this a symptom of a larger just sort of cultural rot? I mean, we'll take race out of it entirely. We're in a place now where, as we were just saying, you have multiple people standing around watching somebody helplessly get absolutely pummeled and just kicked in the face. And you go, oh, yeah, this is fun. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, what we've seen is not only have this, because you're right, it's not a racial context. They've had these beatdowns like this, black-on-black crime, assaults. So from a larger context, what I say and what I've written is that from a cultural standpoint, we've completely collapsed. After 60 years of following this progressive leaders and progressive agenda, where the families have been destroyed, the traditional two-parent family is a shadow of what used to be. When I was a kid, 80% of black children were born in two-parent families, 80%. Today, 80% of them are born in fatherless homes.
Wow.
Not divorce homes, where there was never a father there to begin with. And so what we have is no one's being raised with values, manners, a consciousness. And in fact, what they are being raised with is you're more prone to physical sexual abuse when you don't have a father in the home. So these kids are being raised in that kind of environment, and we're seeing it play out in our culture.
Well, Kendall, we know how we've gotten here, and that's through the stats you just said. The question is, where do we go from here? How do we climb back out of where we've gotten?
Yeah. So, look, we're leading this charge. I have an organization right out of Minneapolis. I support Project 21, but we have a partnership, and I lead a group called Take Charge. We're going across the country and reclaiming the cultural roots of the black community of faith, family, and education. We don't need the politicians. We don't need one dime to start turning this around. We've walked away from our Christian roots, and we thought we'd follow the government promises of free, rent, free apartments, free, give away this monthly stipend. You don't need, as long as you're not married and there's no adult male in the home, you can get all these nice trinkets. Well, it led us astray to we completely destroyed the culture, and we're nothing like we were, our parents or grandparents were, when we had a functional culture, even though there was systemic racism, especially in the southern states. What we have today is a complete travesty.
Kendall Qualls is on the phone with us. He's a Project 21 ambassador. We were talking in the first hour of the show today about homelessness and some of the root causes of it, and that a lot of that kind of bleeds into crime as well. But we had an expert that called into the show and was just explaining, look, this is a big cultural issue, just like we're talking about here with crime and with fatherlessness and leading to crime. And she was saying that it really is a public-private partnership that needs to happen here. It's morals, it's the church, it's people, preaching reality of truth and right and wrong, but it's also that the government can't subsidize the wrong. And it sounds like you're saying that same thing about this issue.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Now, here's the travesty around this, and like I said, we're starting a movement within the black community around this, and here's a travesty. The people that we thought were our friends, the NAACP, the National Urban League, the Congressional Black Caucus, these are the black elected officials in Congress that they're all Democrats. This decline of the two-parent family that's happened over 60 years, there's not been one national attempt to reverse the trend, not one. They don't want to reverse it. And they've been keeping people poor and ignorant for 60 years so that for their own political power, greed, and positioning. And it's been horrific. I know because I came out of it. I escaped it in my own lifetime. Unfortunately, my siblings did not. And there is a pathway that works. And there is a formula that works. And it's the traditional American culture. And even more so, if you happen to be a Christian, the formula works. Now, this is not a prosperity message. It is this message of accountability, responsibility, get a good education. Like I got a public school education and some of the not so best of schools. But even back then in the 70s, I had enough public school education from inner city Harlem and then rural Oklahoma to be competitive in the workforce. And later went on to get master's degrees and all that. But the most important part of it is our kids today are not even getting the education I received from Harlem and rural Oklahoma. They're not getting that. In our state, 68% of our kids can't read at grade level.
Gosh, wow, that's an incredible stat. And where do you go from there? I will ask you this final question for you, Kendall. Some of the things you see, and this is really from the top down, so it's not necessarily at the state level at this point, but from the federal government, big, beautiful bill, you know, some of these spending initiatives have sought to cut down some of these people who are freeloaders, who are taking advantage of the system. And really, it creates an enabled society to be able to do these kinds of things where they don't really care because all their needs are met. There's no requirement from them to change their behavior. Do you see maybe over the next couple of years some of that funding drying up and it changing the culture even from the top down?
Well here is the scenario that needs to happen. And we've done surveys nationally, and it coincides with this. But basically, the majority of Black Americans believe this, and we surveyed for 3 years in a row, that children do better off when there's a father in the home, when raised by two parents, and that the federal government should be incentivizing marriage instead of single parenthood. That's normative. That's what government should be doing. But they're doing the opposite. And that's where this whole dysfunction and everything else, we've seen 3 to 4 generations of this mess play out in our streets. And we don't have a systemic racism problem. We don't have a white privilege problem. We've got a problem where the government has been incentivizing the wrong behaviors, and we have a two-parent problem that's happening in our country. And most Black Americans, they want that fixed, but none of the leaders in any of those organizations I mentioned, NAACP and the others, are facilitating that encouragement of return to two-parent families, to marriage, marriage with young people, and also school choice, so these kids can get a decent education.
And yet, we're called the radicals.
Well, you know what? The mainstream media is complicit in this because they've been hiding this truth and perpetuating the lie. And thank God they're losing their influence. And there's other alternative forms of information sources for people to get there, just like your platform.
Yeah, exactly. Kendall Qualls, Project 21 Ambassador. Really appreciate your expertise and your time. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
It's good to talk about these bigger issues. You know, I mean, we talked about at the top of the show, there's heavy news happening all the time. Yeah. And then there's sort of the systems in place that bring about the daily news.
The constant drumbeats.
And I feel like today we've kind of been talking about the underlying issues a lot more than just the headlines. We'll continue to watch those headlines. I mean, one of those is that earthquake in Russia. I've not seen really anything develop that's breaking news on this, but the tsunami evacuation orders that, if you've been following closely, were issued last night in Hawaii, those have been lifted now. The threat to the west coast of the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The United States has eased But like I said, we're going to continue to follow that to make sure nothing crazy breaks. And I think what we're going to do in the next segment is what I promised that we would eventually, and that is talk about the Russia collusion hoax, the possible criminal conspiracy to commit treason against the United States. It is nothing short of that that we will be discussing next, and who it might bring down. Even if it's not Barack Obama, he may have been leading this whole thing. I mean, it looks like he was. But who will actually get caught up, and who are they going to interview? Who are they going to prosecute in this, even if it's not Obama? We'll give you the most likely names. Probably heard of some of them next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.